Hi, this is Lori Kahn, your host of Ohm at Home, and thanks for listening to my podcast on KX93.5. I invite you to listen to more music and talk programming from our grassroots nonprofit radio station from anywhere in the world using our smartphone apps or via kx93.5.com/listen. Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5. And this is Lori Kahn with Ohm at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. Ohm at Home is brought to you by Ohm Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28, above the Antique Clock Shop. You can give us a call at 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com. That's omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching. So, folks, this week we are talking about happiness as an inside job. Don't you love that title? It's not mine. I didn't make it up. It's the title of a great book. And you know, I generally recommend when you're developing a meditation practice that you find a good book on the subject of meditation or spirituality or whatever you're interested in, and you read a little bit before you meditate, but you move through it very slowly, really savoring every morsel of wisdom that you can. And as you read and sit, you're really planting the seeds of wisdom to contemplate and grow while you meditate. So in my personal practice, and the way I generally teach class, is by choosing a book on meditation or spirituality, and I read a little bit before practice. Over the last 20 years, as you can imagine, I've read and contemplated a lot of different books, and I've been exposed to so many amazing teachers. And I call them teachers instead of authors because I've learned so much from all of them. But I picked up a few new books recently, and among them was this little gem called Happiness is an Inside Job by Sylvia Boorstein. You're going to want to write that one down because this is a beautiful book. And barely having cracked the introduction in the first chapter, I was already a huge fan of this brilliant woman. I felt like she was speaking directly to me, and that by sharing her stories, she was also kind of talking about me. I can't recommend the book highly enough, so again, it's called Happiness is an Inside Job by Sylvia Boorstein. Now, she talks about how people ask her what it's like to be peaceful all the time because she meditates, and I laughed out loud when I read that because people ask me that too. It happens to me all the time. People think since I teach meditation that I must be this extraordinarily peaceful person. And she goes on to share that she isn't peaceful all the time. And I'm confessing to you here and now that neither am I. We're human, just like you. And meditation doesn't make you less human. In fact, it makes you more deeply human. And here's sort of how it works. One good way of looking at your meditation practice is to simply take the word practice out of it. We aren't trying to practice being a better version of ourselves. In fact, our meditation is an opportunity to express our true nature, the simplicity of who we really are without all the complications of thinking and doing. And oddly enough, simply being is a very difficult task, but it's also an opportunity to discover and express who we really are. Ms. Boorstein says that even though she's been meditating since 1977, she is, by temperament, a very dramatic and passionate person. But she still considers her meditation practice a success. She says the one crucial and definite change is that now she trusts that even when what is happening is difficult and her response is painful, she knows if she can keep her mind clear enough that her heart will become engaged. And this is when the magic of expressing our true nature really begins. The heart softens and it allows the experience to happen as sort of an embrace with its natural ability of compassion and understanding. She goes on to say that suffering begins when the mind, for whatever reason, the enormity or the suddenness of a challenge, is in this exhausted state and becomes confused. And the mind in its confusion seems to forget everything it ever knew. I think this is a really powerful thing to say because I know this happens to me. I think it happens to all of us. When we're swept away by emotions and reactions, we sort of forget who we are and we forget what we know. We forget that the truth is everything changes. Everything is impermanent. And meditation is the expression of this part of our nature, the acceptance of this part of our nature. If we sit and focus on the breath and the moment-by-moment awareness of life in us and around us, we can become acutely aware of this fact of constant change. And we might even realize that when something big seems to be happening and we feel completely swept up by it and reactive to it, we can really lean into this part of our nature and we can trust ourselves to wait it out. She very eloquently states that when she feels this pain of reactivity, that she pauses and she takes a breath and she says, "My own good heart, out of compassion, takes care of me." I love this statement. She even uses this sort of mantra by saying to herself, "Sweetheart, you're in pain. Relax. Take a breath. Pay attention to what's happening, and then we'll figure out what to do." So she puts feeling and being and the heart before reacting and figuring things out. And I love that she calls herself sweetheart. It's a wonderful expression of who this woman is and how she's willing to treat herself in her meditation practice. A lot of times when we're meditating and our mind wanders, we'll get mad at ourselves and be like, "Oh, I'm so bad at this. I can't focus for a second." And we're being really hard on ourselves. But she's saying, "Sweetheart, you've just left the planet. You're wandering. Come on back." So today I'm really inspired to lead a meditation with that same gentleness, that same self-care of calling ourselves back from our wandering mind to this precious moment and to the soft heart in the center of our awareness and the enormity and the opportunity to express our true nature in this moment as enough. This is how we find happiness from the inside out. Happiness is already our nature, and it's being expressed through meditation. All right, let's find a comfortable position and get ready. Make sure that your back feels supported or that you're sitting up tall if you aren't sitting against a cushion, and that your hips are a little bit higher than your knees if you're sitting on the floor. So prop yourself up on a little cushion or two. You want to be comfortable. You don't want to be so stiff and achy that you're constantly fighting your body during your meditation. Getting comfortable right up front is a good thing. Let your hands rest in your lap. Fingers are not clasped, but the palms can rest inside each other or palms down on your knees. Drop your chin slightly and lengthen your neck. Good. Let's start with three deep breaths in through the nose and very, very slowly out of the mouth. And again, inhale deeply. Blow very, very slowly out. One more time. These three breaths are the breaths that lead us to our meditation practice, that give ourselves permission to go inside and to express this place within us that's already there. Now allow your breath to go in and out of your nostrils, just noticing the temperature of the air, noticing how the air feels on your skin, where your skin is covered by fabric, all the different temperatures against your skin and your nose as you breathe. And then begin to focus on the exhale, how warm and moist the breath feels. You can really feel the warmth of the inside of the body. And let your mind tune into the breath, follow the breath, just observe it with the mind, not trying to control or conduct any breathing, but trusting that the breath is there, it's doing its own rhythm. And as you catch yourself inhaling, you silently say to yourself, inhale. And then do the same on the exhale. Go ahead and repeat this 2 or 3 times to yourself. And this is a tool that you can use whenever you find yourself wandering off in your mind. You just come back and label a few breaths, following the natural rhythm and cadence of breath. Good. And now to check in with the body, we're going to move the breath and awareness and attention down into the soles of your feet. Imagining you can breathe into your feet and feel your feet. And you can feel the breath moving up into your ankles, your shins and calves, your knees and thighs, your hip bones, low back and low belly. And allow yourself to soften with breath from the inside out. Notice your ribs, the sides of your body, your chest and under your arms, and your shoulder blades sliding down your back, allowing the heart to rise and soften in your chest. Spreading your collarbones wide, your shoulders drop, your chin and jaw soften, your teeth are parted, your eyes roll down, everything softening as the breath rises higher and higher through the body until it moves out the top of your head as if the crown of your head is holding up the sky. Fully present in your body, able to track your breath if you need to, and then loosening the practice, the grip on your practice, softening the heart and allowing yourself to just be. To just express what is in this moment, your senses, your hearing, smell, taste, touch, expressing itself. It's your nature. And if the mind wanders off and begins to contract, reach out gently to it and call it back. Sweetheart, no big deal, come on back. Label a couple breaths, recenter. And let yourself be again. And I'll check in with you in just a few minutes. Thank you. Notice where your mind has wandered off. Gently call it back from the heart. Imagine the heart softening and absorbing the mind back into the body. Connecting with a few breaths again, back to your nature. No matter what's happening around you, you just stay connected with that part of you that's here, that's listening to life. We don't have to be in complete silence. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. And today we are meditating from the heart. Just counting your breaths, connecting with the body, and then letting yourself be. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling right now and make little subtle adjustments, lengthening the spine, softening the jaw and belly, really feeling into where you are. Notice your state of mind and give yourself permission to embrace it, to be kind and gentle to the mind, whatever state it's in. Bring the breath into the base of your spine. And as you inhale, draw the breath up your back. Exhale, allow the breath to flow down the front of the spine, making a circle on the spine. You'll inhale up and exhale down a couple more times. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. This is Lori, and I thank you so much for sitting with me today and wish you peace along your way.